something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store.
Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful thing. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Happy Thursday, Four Things. Amy here. And back by popular demand is my friend Catherine Cox, aka Cryo Cat.
Hello, hello. Happy Thursday.
Which she was on early to mid-December last year. So episode
407.
And we know it's 407 because Kat had every single friend and family member that she has listen to the episode.
I sure did.
Which I really appreciate the downloads.
Yes, you're welcome.
So I would hear her be like, yeah, have you listened to this yet? Episode 407.
That and like and subscribe.
Yes. She's my new PR person, but she's called Cryo Cat because Therapy Cat co-hosts The Fifth Thing with me on Tuesdays. So I just trying to keep everybody straight with all the cats in my life. And around my house now, there's Therapy Cat and there's Cryo Cat. But we're talking red flags today. Red flags. Because, well, Kat has been married a couple times. Ish. And a book that she read before, was this before your last trip down the old
So I took aisle. This one real seriously. And you can tell by the notes in the book that I wasn't playing around. Like, this was going to be it.
So the book is called Ready to Wed, 12 Ways to Start a Marriage You'll Love. And it's a focus on the family book. So on the back it says, in planning for the big day, are you also preparing for a marriage you'll love? And so since this was your second marriage, like you said, you're like, I'm going to do
taking
my homework.
It seriously. I'm not much of a reader. I'm not much one to do homework. But you see that book. I took it very seriously. Did all the tests, did all the practices.
What I think is ironic is that the little post-it tabs that you use to earmark each page, they are red.
And I did not even mean to do that. And may I tell you, red flag number one, though, is that he didn't even crack his book open.
Oh, you bought him one, too?
No, his father bought us those books. So we each got a copy, right? That's my copy, and that's why it's all marked up. So red flag number one, when we don't crack our book.
And then you've got their little post-it tabs that she put on the book. I was trying to make a sound in the microphone with the tabs. I mean, I can't get over the irony that they're red and that at the moment you weren't even really seeing them as red flags. You're just like, oh, mark this. We need to work on it. Mark this. We need to work on it. And then now it is literally a visual of red flags in your relationship. And I mean, I think that there can be red flags that show up in romantic relationships, friendships, work mm-hmm. relationships. So while we're talking about ready to wed, you can try to be on the lookout for red flags in all kinds of relationships that aren't going to serve you well. And I looked up a list of the 13 most common red flags.
Yeah.
So I'll just go through them and then you can be like, yep, check. Mm-hmm. Dealt with this person
or with any?
Well, sure. Well, let's just stick with this person since that's what this book was. Okay. But then also this will just help people.
In friendships.
You can be listening along and take inventory of your own relationship and see if any of this is popping up. And this doesn't mean that your relationship is not going to work out at all. This just means let's assess
this. Peel back
this.
The layers.
Yes. And potentially put in the work to mm-hmm. figure it out. And if your partner is willing to look at it, and you may even be like, oh, shoot, I'm the one that does that. Mm-hmm. You may recognize a red flag within yourself.
Right.
Which I think is amazing self-awareness. So pat on the back to you. How do you say that? Pats on the back to you.
Pat on the back.
Okay. Overly controlling behavior.
Check. But sometimes I feel like I can be a little bit of a control freak. So then I'm like, oh, shoot, red flag on me.
You know? Well, overly controlling behavior is a common red flag. People that try to control your movements, your decisions, or beliefs are more concerned about what they want than what is best for you. In a healthy relationship, there's compromise and understanding around differences. Not one person controls the other person's actions. This is from betterup.com, by the way. So that's where I'm pulling all this in case you want to go and print this out. Lack of trust. So trust is an important foundation in any healthy relationship. A major sign of an unstable relationship is when partners, friends, colleagues, or family members distrust you. Of course, we all have doubts sometimes, but they shouldn't stop us from trusting the people in our lives to do the right thing. Healthy relationships require trust on both sides.
Nah.
Okay, so that's, you didn't, no red flag on that one?
I don't think so.
Feeling low self-esteem.
Check.
Oh. The people close to you should build you up, not break you down. When you love someone, you are committed to supporting and uplifting them. If you do not feel that support from your partner, family, or friends, something needs to change.
Check.
So feeling low self-esteem.
Big time.
That's that one. Mm-hmm. Physical, emotional, or mental abuse, which obviously, if you have any of that going on, I hope that you're able to realize it and get the proper help, especially if it's physical abuse. I think that's easier to notice if it's happening to you than emotional abuse, because sometimes that takes a minute to register. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, wow, the way they said that or how they said that or the repeated ways in which they said that, mentally it can really, really mess with you.
Yeah, it might over time take time for these things to build and until you realize, oh my gosh, what is this? What's happening to my mental state, my emotions, everything like that. But obviously physical is boom right there.
It's an undeniable red flag.
Right. And sadly, it takes people, they have to try 7 times on average before they can extract themselves from those situations.
Okay, well, abuse is never an acceptable thing. So hopefully, if anyone's dealing with that, they can get help. Substance abuse, that's a clear red flag. It indicates that a person struggles with impulse control and self-destructive habits. Depending on the substance, any relationship can quickly turn toxic if addiction is present. With that said, substance abuse is an illness and your loved one might need help, which you and I both understand that for sure. If you or someone you know is struggling, definitely reach out for help on that one as well.
So do I comment on this? Check again. On both sides, I have been the substance abuse user and then I've been sober and then dealt with people with
substance abuse.
Yes, like functioning. Yes.
To acknowledge you, Kat, mm-hmm. and all of your hard work. You just celebrated your 12th
I turned 12.
Birthday. Your sobriety birthday.
Yes. Yeah.
So 12 years totally sober. And you're 33 now. Mm-hmm. Ironically, when people start drinking is when you got sober.
Yeah, which is like my typical personality. It's like, oh, we're allowed to now. No, thanks. Thanks, but I'm good. I've already, you know, I was in rehab by the time I was 17. Like, we're done here.
Been here, done that. Narcissism is another thing to look out for. Check. Narcissistic personality disorder is a mental condition that indicates self-obsession, a misplaced sense of importance. Narcissists believe that the world revolves around them, and if anybody threatens this belief, turmoil and chaos tend to follow. Being emotionally involved with a narcissist, ego-driven person can be exhausting and traumatizing. Their needs will always be considered more important than yours.
Check.
Anger management issues. If someone you are close to has anger management issues, you might feel threatened or unsafe during conflict. Lack of emotional regulation is a definite red flag for any relationship. We all should feel comfortable enough with a partner or friend to tackle difficult subjects without fearing for our safety. Anyone who uses anger as intimidation is toxic.
That reminds me, like I told you about the book, the common theme is that I never felt safe to speak on anything. There are at least probably three or four flags that
speak
essentially,
to that.
Yeah, speak to that. And if you can't feel safe to share with someone, just leave. Honestly.
Like, well, sometimes it's hard to
I know. Leave. Yeah. I mean, it took me a good amount of time, but I just...
Or start putting the things in motion or having conversations with people that might be able to help you get out.
I did not seek out therapy. I have a good circle. Like, I have great friends who are therapists, but I should have sought better help during the time instead of I shoved a lot of things down and then I just should have done the cry for help, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think sometimes we just feel like, oh, I can manage this myself, or oh, I've got this, or I don't want to burden people, or I'll just figure this out.
Right. But when you're having panic attacks and things and tremors and your head is shaking uncontrollably, I mean,
that's your body giving you flags.
It's time. Yeah. And that was something's got to change. Let's skedaddle.
Codependency, which codependency can be very interesting to dive into. If you feel like you might have any codependency in your life, I would recommend the book by Melanie Beattie, Codependent No More. Yeah. But codependency and the ensuing emotional labor might not always present themselves as toxic, but codependency in relationships can be a pervasive pattern that causes issues such as emotional exhaustion and increasing mental load. Codependency or relationship addiction happens when two people rely on each other exclusively for emotional, psychological, and even physical support. This alienates them from other relationships and can stunt personal growth.
Check. I would say I've definitely dealt with that. It's complicated. I think I've been codependent, and then I think I've had people be codependent of me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But no more.
A friend was over for dinner the other day and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions. And this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response without missing a beat was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, it can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and things for grandma. Top gifts, like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume. Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag. Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. And so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today. All right, inability to resolve conflict. People that avoid conflict might think they are protecting the relationship from ruin, but in the end, it only results in long-winded, passive aggression. Mm-hmm. As uncomfortable as it can be, embracing constructive conflict is a crucial element of all relationships. Without productive conflict, serious matters can never be resolved. This can lead to resentment and wasted energy.
Yes, that's exactly what I was about to say. I hear resentment, resentment, resentment.
Constant jealousy. Did you ever deal with that?
Oh, is that a new flag? Mm-hmm. That's another line?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It is natural to feel jealous when your partner or friend is spending a lot of time with others. However, that is not an excuse to let it cloud your judgment. Someone who is constantly jealous of your connection with others cares more about what they want than your happiness.
Yeah. I would say that I definitely spent less time with certain friends just to appease
your partner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a bummer.
Again, no more. Like, we're going to keep our healthy. Now I know everything felt dysfunctional for my entire life, that I didn't really know what was right until about maybe the last 3 years. I finally have all this clarity. So no more forcing all this discomfort. Like, our relationship is so easy breezy.
It makes me think about, because I know that you've had different disordered eating stuff and body image things. And it makes me think about how whenever I had restricted for so long and dieted and did so many different things that I didn't understand my hunger cues, like didn't understand my body. I didn't know what that, I'm like, I don't know. What is it like to be hungry? Because I was either under eating or overeating.
Yeah.
So I didn't know my own self.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what you're saying, and that you had so much dysfunction, and I had been operating that way with my body since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And so as an adult, trying to learn when I'm hungry and when I'm not and what that means. So for you as an adult, you were learning what's healthy, what's dysfunctional, what's not.
And
very similar.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times we are drawn to people similar to us or our unhealed wounds. And in this situation, I mean, it was all just wounded childhood, let's say.
So I feel like too, a big thing in having healthy relationships is looking internal. So I know we're talking about red flags and what to look out for in other people, but you know, we did say you might see some of this stuff popping up in yourself.
Yeah, but then it's like, what can we heal within ourselves?
That way you give yourself the opportunity to find a healthy relationship. Because if you're not willing to do the work and look inward and try to heal some of that stuff, it's going to keep popping up from relationship to relationship. All right, next thing on the list is gaslighting.
Ugh.
That's a common tactic of manipulation. It's a form of emotional abuse in which the manipulator will make you question your own sanity or judgments. Victims of gaslighting are made to feel guilty regardless of whether or not they did anything wrong. Gaslighting is a clear red flag in any relationship.
Yes, yes, yes. And I feel so bad for anybody dealing with that. So a narcissist is going to gaslight, right? I mean, typically. And so what is sad about that is a narcissist will pick someone with low self-esteem. So if we already have these kind of subconscious, you know, low self-esteem, bad thoughts about ourselves, and they find out, they will take that and expand it bigger than you can ever imagine. And then you are stuck in this vicious cycle. Moving out of this situation took months and months and months for me to walk into a mall like a normal person, feeling worthy, things like that.
And knowing that you deserve good.
I work hard and I deserve to spend my dollar on myself, right?
So that's why you used walking to into a mall as mm-hmm. an example, because mm-hmm. you might want to buy something for yourself.
Yeah. And I, for a long time, I felt like I didn't deserve anything. I didn't deserve to spend money or have anything. And I was told I didn't bring anything to the table. I just worry for people. Like, I know I've got a tough mind, so I really worry, though, about anybody that isn't in that space, what could happen to them.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned your strong mind and mm-hmm. me knowing the version of you now, which mm-hmm. I've been friends with you for 2 years now, mm-hmm. I do see you as this strong, confident, independent, I take care of myself, great mom, hard worker. I don't even know that I can imagine that version of you that would be scared to walk into a mall.
Right. And here's what's sad, though, is we've talked before about that 24, 25, 26-year-old me who was so confident and had it, like, I never thought I would crash again in life. And then, unfortunately, being drawn to those unhealed wounds and people with all these red flags, earth-shattering again. So went from loving life, loving myself, to then, boom, completely falling off. And I told you the other day as well, I went through a phase of I was constantly saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. If I did anything to inconvenience someone or in their way, this and that, I was always jumpy and apologizing, like, I didn't deserve to share this space. But I think even then, a lot of people would look at me and think, and they would never think, which is too why, like, it's important to talk to people and share what you're going through, because we don't know. I can put on a heck of a game face, and a lot of people out there can, but I think that's why we all do need to practice honest conversations and what might be going on. And even in 2020, I think, or maybe 2021, you were having a rough time and you just spilled it to me. And I was like, oh my gosh. Well, first of all, what an honor that you know, felt comfortable enough. But you shared things that I'm like, oh, well, Amy, I grew up like this. Like, you know, we can connect on this. We can heal from this.
Yeah, I mean, and that gave me comfort. And then two, I'm even thinking of a text message you sent me the other day. It was just like a simple like, hey, you know, how's your day, whatever. And you reply back, oh, this is going on and I'm having about 1,000 different emotions and mm-hmm. I need to cry at some point and I don't really know. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay. And then I met up with you later and I was like, okay, what do we need to do? Do we need to cry?
Do we need to
talk about this? Like, what emotions do we need to sort through? Because it's okay to have them all and feel them all and let's be with them and then let's do cryotherapy and
stimulate. And then I never cried though.
Stimulate our vagus nerve. Oh, you never cried that night?
I never cried that night. But here's the thing, because I am worthy of a massage, and now I'm in that headspace of I can go and take care of myself. I'm going to have a massage soon. So hopefully that brings on the tears.
My sister gifted me a massage over Christmas break mm-hmm. and I cried.
Yeah.
I needed it. And I knew walking to the spa, I was crying because I didn't even know she was gifting it to me. She just had made an appointment. She said there was only one available at the hotel we were at because mm-hmm. it was so last minute. And she said, but I want you to have it. And I thought, no, you should have it. And she's like, no, you should have it. And I said, no, you, or let's cancel it. She said, no, I think you should go. So I went fully thinking, okay, fine. I'm going to take the slot. I'll give in to her plea for me mm-hmm. to go and then I'll pay for it. And while I was getting the massage, which was so relaxing and again, just was an emotional release. Mm-hmm. I cried on the way there, cried on the table. And then when I was walking out, I went to the front desk to pay and she said, oh, while you were on the table, your sister snuck in and paid for everything. Yeah. And then I cried again.
Oh,
it was just the sweetest gesture. Yeah. And I know that your mom gifted you this massage.
Yes, for my 12th birthday.
For your 12 years sober,
yeah.
Which was really sweet of her. And mm-hmm. I hope that for you. Like, yeah, I hope you get on the table and it's not too awkward and you let it all out.
Thank you. I hope so too.
Male masseuse or female?
Male.
Okay.
I think his name's Jeremiah.
Do you think it'll be awkward crying to Jeremiah?
No. We might have the best time ever, or I might just sit there and bowl.
Yeah.
And tell him the truth. Like, hey, I need to get some things out. We have a lot of inflammation and just tears backed up.
I'm sure massage therapists are used to hearing some of people's problems.
Yeah.
Not that people like to talk the whole time. I'm not a talker when I'm getting a massage done, but I guess there's times where if I have gotten emotional, I feel the need, especially when I flip over to be like, I'm so sorry that it's crying. And they're like, no, honestly, it happens more than you would think.
Yeah.
And then depending on how close I end up getting to the person, how many massages I've had from them might be how much information they tend to get.
Right. Because
but Jeremiah day one, he probably...
Yeah, we'll just see where it goes.
Know too much. All right, we still have two more things on the list of red flags. A friend was over for dinner the other day, and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions, and this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response, without missing a beat, was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, it can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And things for grandma. Top gifts, like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume. Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag. Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. And so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecova store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Lack of emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to perceive and manage emotions. People with a low level of emotional intelligence are unable to pick up on your feelings or empathize with you. This often results in unnecessary conflicts or forms of manipulation.
Boom.
So emotional intelligence is EQ, like IQ, but EQ.
And I
know
it.
I know that there are EQ tests online. Mm-hmm. So you could even like see where you are.
Yeah, maybe I want to do this and let's report back to each other.
Figure out if you are emotionally intelligent.
I think I am.
Which if you're not, that also may not be your fault. It could be
the way you're raised.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I think there's hope in that you can work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No, 100%.
I mean, I'm no expert, but I hope so. Final red flag, at least from betterup.com. Negatively affecting your relationship with family and friends. Red flag if this person is doing that.
Yeah.
For many of us, our family and friends provide an important sense of community. It's a major red flag if someone in your life is negatively affecting your relationship with those you love. Healthy relationships should never come at the cost of other healthy relationships. Oh my gosh. And then it goes on to talk about yellow flags versus red flags.
Oh, I love it.
Which we talk about yellow flags on the Bobby Bone Show sometimes. It's like a red flag, mm-hmm. but less severe.
Right.
So it's just something to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, if you didn't have so many little red tabs in this book, if you just had a few, then I'd be like, okay,
right,
these are yellow and you could work through them and this marriage is going to last. But the amount of red tabs you have in Ready to Wed, I'm surprised you even went through with the actual marriage.
I am too. But well, you know, here's the funny part. Didn't I tell you we never filed the marriage license?
I knew that part. But you had the
wedding. So we had a ceremony. It was just a whole thing. A lot of trampled boundaries.
But you had the party.
You had the party that I didn't want to have. But then I had to have three dresses because nothing felt right. And then it's just like, oh, hello. Let's back up, moonwalk out of this.
Yeah, you were, I think, from what I get from the stories you've told me, is you just completely threw yourself into like every little detail to try to make it right. But like you said,
to appease other people. Yeah. Nothing is good enough.
Right. But also nothing was feeling right with you. You're like, why do I need three dresses? But it's because you were feeling so uncomfortable about it all.
Mm-hmm. And I tried so hard to make it so perfect for other people because they wanted, I thought, let's be a team player. You know, I know this is so uncomfortable. I don't want to do this, but let's lean into the discomfort, make everybody else happy. But at the end of the day, I'm destroyed. I can't eat anything because I've given myself such stomach issues and, you know, just.
Team player makes me think of, we were sitting at the kitchen table the other night and my daughter Stashira said to me and Kat, I want to be a player.
And we're like, dang, girl.
I thought she meant player.
Yeah. Like play with, on player.
With, you know, boys or whatever. Yeah. And she said, no. Like, what's it called? A team player. I want to go with the flow.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, like, that's so cute.
Yay,
look at you. Quickly, we'll end with, I'll run through how to approach red flags in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Really, it's best to acknowledge your own needs, healthy communication, avoid being overly emotional about things. That way you're able to be more direct. Because sometimes when you, and Therapy Cat and I have talked about this a lot, when emotion comes in, you know,
logic shuts down.
Logic shuts down.
I heard that.
And so don't be overly emotional. That way you can approach the conversation and not have any irrational responses.
But then sometimes let's make sure that we feel safe enough to be super emotional.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. You should be able to have and express emotions.
Because I couldn't have any form of thoughts or feelings, right? So let's make sure we got a safe space.
When you're going to sit down and have healthy communication,
right,
there's regulation that happens,
emotional
regulation that happens. You could also seek professional help, which
I did not, but
you
everyone else I highly recommend.
Sooner.
Yep.
Be honest with yourself, set boundaries, reconnect with friends or family, maybe that you've sort of had to shut out because of this other person. Know when to leave. Oof, easier said than done. Mm-hmm. And then the last one it says here is know when to leave, which, you know, you were even saying is difficult, but at some point you kind of knew when the right time was and you had to start putting forth the work to make and make arrangements. But I think it's easier said than done to know when to leave. But it says here that gray rocking is a tool you can use to buy yourself some time, which I pulled up the definition of that because I've heard about it before, but I want to say it correctly. Gray rocking is a technique used to divert a toxic person's behavior by acting as unresponsive as possible when you're interacting with them. For example, using the gray rock method involves deliberate actions like avoiding eye contact or not showing emotions during a conversation. And I know that—
Go stale. Just go.
When in doubt, any of this stuff, if it's popping up for you, other podcasts that focus on this sort of stuff or YouTube, there's videos up. You can type in keywords if any of these flags are sticking out to you. Mm-hmm. And there's so many resources out there of people that are sharing their stories and therapists that are giving advice and will give you tools to keep in your toolbox just in case you can't, you know, get to a therapist today.
And know that other people do care about you. That was one thing that just kind of popped into my head is once I realized how many people did care about me, like this person couldn't make me feel so small anymore. Like there is this community out there and they care. And so once I get out of here, I'm going to be okay.
Yes. Thank you, Kat, for sharing, Cryo Kat, for sharing your story with us because you actually brought the red flag book, I think you can laugh about now, but I know at the time there was a season of your life where this was not funny.
Yes. It took a long time to get over, which normally I feel like my personality can snap out quickly, but that, and I remember I was doing like a local facial on you or something, and we were talking about dresses, and that was the first time I just cracked up with you, because I'm like, then I got another dress and another dress, and it's like, it's not about the dress, it's because this whole thing doesn't feel right.
And you were able to laugh about
it. Right, but you and I, yeah, that was my first good laugh, and that was maybe, I don't know, within the last 6 months. So it's like, phew, we're good, we're past this.
Yeah, well, thank you for getting vulnerable and sharing with us, because I feel like it could be helpful to a lot of people that are listening, or at least maybe you're hearing this now, and it could mm-hmm. prevent some things down the line. If you're in it now, then it might sound a little scary hearing these things. Mm-hmm. But if you're dating, then now you have a reminder that there's checklists out there to help you, so that mm-hmm. way you don't end up in something that you shouldn't.
And observe your energies around friends, family, potential romantic partners. I think that was a big thing that now I'm totally in alignment, like, with myself. Like, I know what feels good, what doesn't, but really sit with your nervous system and see how different people make you feel.
Yeah. My friend Lisa says that your body will tell you before your brain will.
Yes.
About someone. Mm-hmm. For but you.
Unfortunately, I mean, for me.
Everybody's energy is different. So right. just because you have, y'all feel that way about each other, or there's something uneasy, doesn't mean that that's a bad person by any means, but the energy speaks volumes.
Right. And like for me, like I said before, nothing ever really felt right. So it was hard to differentiate like what was right and wrong, because I felt like this tornado of a person inside sometimes. So it's like, how do I know what's right when everything feels chaotic? But once you get into this calm space, then you can start to, and it's really fascinating.
And then maybe you won't end up walking down the aisle with someone that you're not supposed to.
Yeah, right. That's the goal here. And everyone, please like and subscribe.
All right. Thank you, CryoCat. Hope y'all are having the day that you need to have. And look out for those red flags.
Yes. And you can find me on Amy's Instagram. Just kidding.
Kat doesn't have an Instagram. So she's joking. No, but I'm at Radio Amy. And in my Instagram bio, real quick, I will have the link to the tickets that are going on sale tomorrow for the Four Things Live in Nashville. You can also go to franklintheater.com to get tickets. Friday, January 27th, that's tomorrow at 10 a.m. They go on sale, and it's going to be such a fun night. Really, I've been describing it as a successful girls' night out, which would include these four things: laughter, sharing, encouragement, and connection. And then also, when you get home from a successful girls' night, you feel these four things: refreshed, empowered, motivated, and seen. And so that's my hope for the night. I'll be sharing some things. I'll have friends there. Therapy Cat will obviously be there. And then CryoCat, she's going to be there. And experts will be on hand walking us through some things. We'll just be having honest conversations about knowing your worth and using your voice and building the confidence to have the life that you deserve. And there's also going to be music, which I haven't announced who that's going to be yet, but it's going to be so special. I know who the person is, but we're just not saying yet. And I can't wait to reveal all of the details. But one thing to keep in mind is the VIP tickets. There's only 48-ish available, which is smaller than last time. But I wanted to keep it more intimate because we're going to do a taping of the fifth thing and a little Q&A with Kat, Therapy Kat, and myself. So if you want those, then I would be prepared to get them at 10 a.m. tomorrow when they go on sale. Again, franklintheater.com, or I'll have the link in my Instagram bio, or I'm sure you can just Google Four Things with Amy Brown, Franklin Theater, Nashville, and it will come up. That I'm very, very excited. So yeah, with that said, I guess we'll go. Bye.
Bye.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.